Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining in. And be part of the conversation. Just hit one, or you can just listen along. Or we're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody doing that for us and following along on YouTube. Please go subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't done that already. You can get all the links to that stuff to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everything at redneckinize.com. Also, you can find links to all of our sponsors. One of the sponsors I'd like to thank is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those guys are the ones that sell and clean all of your diesel particulate filters. You can also get other parts over there. Let me see what I can pull up for you. You can get, you know, they got the charge air coolers, they got the turbos, they've got what do you call it, the DPF filters and the EGR coolers, stuff like that. Here they are right here. You can check them out, dpfregeneration.com, 800-634-3010. That's the telephone number. Like I said, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Make sure you talk to them and tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I's. We really do appreciate all their support. And they're the guys that get it done. And they support truck drivers. That's the best part about it. So like I said, check them out, DPF Regeneration. At dpfregeneration.com. So, we've been just recovering. You know, we had a truck show. A lot of, I didn't go, but others went, and they had a great time and everything. And then we've just been watching. I keeping an eye on things over there in Florida, and now we're looking at, like, South Carolina and different parts like that. As it stands right now, it's got the hurricane is actually made landfall just north. Actually, it's about northwest of Myrtle Beach. So it's come across Myrtle Beach. I saw some pictures today from people in Myrtle Beach where it was flooding and storm surge and all that stuff like that. So right now it's heading up that way. If you're on Interstate 95 or Interstate 20 heading that way, that's where it's coming. So batten down the hatches. And then it's going to hit up there like, you know, just south and west of Fayetteville, North Carolina, and it's going to continue on, and they've got it tracking. Tomorrow morning, like right after midnight, it's going to hit right around just south of Greensboro and Winston-Salem, that area, so just west of Durham, and that's where it's going to be. So it's going to cross Interstate 95, it's going to come across just north of Florence, South Carolina down there, so just south of the border. Nice little truck stop area, little vacation spot for the travelers. That's probably getting rained on pretty good right about now. And it's just that whole area. They've got it tracked all the way up. They say by tomorrow afternoon, it'll be up into southern Virginia, up there near, all the way near Roanoke. So that's where it's heading that way. It's well west of 95 now. Well, where'd I see it? Like, it's doing that right now. It's coming up to 95. You know how 95 kind of goes deeper into southern North Carolina and all that. But then when you get over to Virginia, it's much closer to the coast, 95 is. And then, of course, 85, that's where it's heading towards. So tomorrow morning, it'll be across 85 and then parts of 77 and 81. So be careful about that. You know, we know about the weather, so truck drivers, watch out for that. Let me, real quick, I'll go ahead and slide it on over and show you. There it is right there. As it stands right now, they've got it just north of Conway, northwest of Conway, and heading that way, heading north, northwest. And that's parts of South Carolina, Marion, South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina. You see that right there, crossing the line into North Carolina, and then keeps on going just west of Fayetteville. And then you see tomorrow morning, just after midnight, it'll be just south of Greensboro, going right between Greensboro and Durham, and then parts of Winston-Salem. So check that out. Like I said, if you're traveling that area, be warned. And then tomorrow afternoon, it'll be well up into Roanoke, just north of Roanoke there on 81. So I'm thinking once it gets into the mountains, of course, it's not going to be like a, you know, full-blown tropical storm or whatever, but it's going to be, you know, could be tornadoes, it's going to be heavy rain, definitely stuff like that. So check it out. But yes. What else was I looking up? I was checking out what's going on in the news in the trucking industry, and not much. You know, Love's opens a new truck stop. What else is new? It's in Iowa this time. They've just been popping up all over the place there in Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska. Love's is growing big time. There's a where I travel on Interstate 37. I think it's a Love's might be going up there in George West. I'm not real sure. There's a Love's in Three Rivers, and it wouldn't surprise me at all. It's about maybe 30 miles, maybe 40 miles south of Three Rivers. They could put up another Love's right there, and it wouldn't hurt nobody. You know, they can definitely use another one down near Corpus. I think Corpus don't want them. I think Corpus is trying to keep truck stops out, because there's not a truck stop like a full blown truck stop with showers in the Corpus area. You know, not even like on the outskirts. The closest one is in Sinton. There's a Love's in Sinton, and I mean that's an hour outside of town. So. And it's full all the time. And it, of course it's out there on 77. So if you're traveling down toward, if you're going to the Valley from Houston, you'll pass right by it. But also too, when you get on, if you're on 77, if you get down toward Alice, I think it's Alice, isn't it? No. What do you call it? What's the other town? Kingsville. That's where it's at. Kingsville. There's a Love's there, and it's an older Love's, but it's a pretty big parking lot, and they've got the tire shop and everything there too. So that's just down there, and that's probably about an hour from Sinton. So yeah, and then further south you go toward the Valley. There's more and more truck stops popping up, just south of about exit 109. There is an Exxon there. I don't even think they have showers there. I know they don't have a microwave. That's why I don't stop. I carry a lunch with me, and I can't heat it up, because they don't have a microwave at that truck stop, so I don't stop there. But across the highway, there's a sign that says that there's one of those TA Express popping up right there, and the construction's kind of moving slow, so not real sure if they're having any issues there. But there's a sign there, and it says coming soon TA Petro Express kind of thing. So truck stops are, you know, we need them. Anybody out there knows. I travel up and down 35 right there between San Antonio and Austin, and then up a little bit north. And it's so funny. Truck stops get built brand new and they're open. You know, you drive by there and they're not open yet. So you can't park in there. Right. But as soon as they're open, it's full. And if you're a politician or anybody that makes decisions about where things go and what things are needed, you know, that's got to surprise you. Don't doesn't that say, you know, say, hey, maybe we need truck stops up here? And you do. You do. There's not enough truck parking for drivers that need to get some sleep. You know, you're telling them they need to shut down to get some sleep and don't drive tired, but then there's no truck stops, no parking, and you won't let them park. You know, my whole thing, I mean, it's kind of like I want to be like a deep, hardcore communist when it comes to driving down the highway, because it's like these people buy a property to build a shopping center or a mall or something along the interstate. They want to be next to the interstate because they want everybody to see them, you know, Walmarts, Targets, whatever, shopping center, Bucky's, doesn't matter. They want to be on the interstate because that's everybody can see us. We're, you know, they drive right by, you know, but then they don't want trucks to park in their parking lots. Now, I can understand. Hey, I completely understand. Truck drivers are not the cleanest people in the world, and they're not the best drivers, so they tear up the parking lot. They leave trash out. That's our problems, and we need to fix that. We do need to fix that as drivers. If you don't do that and you see somebody that does, you need to – I mean, you don't even have to, like, confront them. You know, what I start doing is I just start walking by them and say, you know, just start like kind of like a talking under your breath kind of thing. You know, it's kind of like where you – if you're walking with somebody and you see somebody doing something stupid, you're like, that person right there is stupid. And you just keep on walking. And they're like, you talking to me? I was like, I'm not talking to you. I said, but, you know, just keep on walking. Because, I mean, it's like, so you come get me, I can call you stupid all I want. Okay? You come at me, you know, you might regret it. So, but we got to start saying something. You know, it's freaking stupid for drivers to get out there and just mess stuff up. And now we don't have parking. You know, but it's kind of like one of the things, you're going to force us to shut down for the night, then you need to come up with some parking, right? In the same areas that we're doing it. Don't tell us you're going to build parking, truck parking, and the only parking you build is out in the middle of nowhere. That's not going to cut it. So truck parking is necessary. It's needed very badly. So get to it. And, you know, it has nothing to do with, you know, there's plenty of money to do it. And there's plenty of space to do it. You just, the areas that, you know, just like I was talking about, Corpus Christi don't want truck stops. There was only one truck stop at one point in the city of Corpus Christi. It's off the main route. It's on one of the old roads where before the interstate got built. And it's old. You know, there's no showers, nothing. It's just a place to get fuel. They've got a fuel stop that's only got like three pumps. You can buy, you know, it's got a cat scale and that's it. No showers, no lounge, no place to do laundry, nothing. You got to go find that on your own. So that kind of thing is what's needed. You know, even Love's. I mean, I think Love's is starting to get laundry, maybe. Somebody can correct me on that. But I think some Love's have laundry. That's what's needed. Truck driver gets shut down for the weekend, needs a place to pull off to the side, get some rest, needs a place to do laundry, place to catch up, get some internet, get some make some phone calls, that kind of stuff. You know, it's one of them things too. I remember driving out there in the middle of nowhere on Interstate 80 and Interstate 70, and you pull off and there's a truck stop. You pull off. The problem is you don't get any TV reception. You don't get any cell phone reception. You know, the internet is kind of, if they've got Wi-Fi that you can get in the truck, you got to go inside to get it. They don't have it. You can't get it out in the parking lot. One of those things. So it's like, if the infrastructure needs to be where there's a cell phone tower right by the truck stop or near where we can get some good cell phone service and a good internet service at the truck stops, that's what's needed. You know, like I said, the government always says they're trying to do more, you know, and you're like, well, you're not really, so don't, you know, but then you're like, if you're going to do it, but you're not, you know, so stupid crap like that is what we see all the time. Like I said, we'll keep an eye on the hurricane and follow up on us where we keep tabs on our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And I don't know, man. It's Friday. The weather's beautiful here in South Texas. Maybe the storm has something to do with that. I'm not real sure. But, you know, it is what it is. So trucking along here. Where's my stuff at? Here we go. Computer's trying to misbehave on me. We'll get it taken care of. There we go. There we go. So give us a holler. 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. We're Neck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a holler. 515-602-9731. Press 1 to be part of the conversation. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
I'm just that off and back with San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog call. There's a speed trap up ahead of Selma town. No local yokel gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got this rig around and we'll come about a mile from a guitar tab. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep car. Now smoking in a Texas with a hammer down and a rockin' little combo from a guitar down. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bell thumping on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wondering why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise and make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Nothing to laugh about. A red lips, pale and fingernails. This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brains. and wash my hands. Oh, Lord, yeah. Darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, the day of judgment God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sin. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
Thank you. Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandis.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and I.
Shotgun rider, I'm the lucky dog beside her. My lips are where her kisses go. She loves when we go to the river and get in the water. And buddy, she's hotter than South Georgia in July. And when I'm with her, I can't get enough of her. I gotta kiss her and I gotta hug her. Brother, she's mine, all mine. This old boy got it going on, got the good Lord smiling on me. The big blue eyes and the sweet red wine got me buzzing like a bee. She's got a pretty little hair on my shoulder. Nobody else gets to hold her but this old boy. My old port, oh Lord, holds in my floorboard, but she don't seem to mind. We park in a hayfield, fog up the windshield, my kind of killing time. She's reading my tea and she butters my biscuit, I am who I am, and buddy, she gets it, I ain't got a change of thing. I don't know if it could get any better, but man, if it doesn't, I reckon I better get to figure out it right. This old boy got it going on, got the good Lord smiling on me. The big blue eyes and the sweet red vine got me buzzing like a bee. He's got a pretty little head on my shoulder. Nobody else gets to hold her, but this old boy. Yeah, this old boy got it going on, got the good Lord smiling on me. Her big blue eyes and the sweet red wine got me buzzing like a bee. She's got a pretty little head on my shoulder. Nobody else gets to hold her but this old boy. Yeah, this old boy. Nobody but this old boy. Yeah, this old boy.
Thank you. somebody's been shot.
Hey everybody, well, welcome back to Nick and I's Radio. We're here just kicking back. It's Friday, ain't nothing much going on. And everybody be safe out there. We're going to be shutting her down and come back Monday. Everybody stay safe for the storm out there in Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, parts of Virginia, Georgia. Everybody out there stay safe and, you know, watch out for the weather. Bad storms, tornadoes, rain, heavy rain, flooding. Stay safe out there and follow the rules. Don't get pushed into driving too much, and stay safe. Don't let them force you to do something to make a mistake, because it's your CDL, okay? If they tell you to push it and you push it, something happens, they'll tell you, well, we told you not to push it. So everybody be careful out there. Have a great weekend, and we'll holler at you later. For Nick and I's Radio, we'll see you.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to the maker and he'll settle on down.
You can bet.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.